and dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs and the streets and the back.
Hour two of the National Intel Report, folks, on the 7th day of January 2005. This is our year, ladies and gentlemen. We can make the difference, plant the seeds of the crop that's going to get the country back. The cream of the crop. That's right. That's you. The people that care, that are concerned, that want to see change happen. That's what this radio programming is for. The Mexico City, the Mexican government, is giving out a colorful new comic book with advice for migrants, but immigration control advocates worry that some of the tips may encourage illegal border crossers. The 32-page book, The Guide for Mexican Migrants, was published in December by Mexico's foreign ministry. Using simple language, the book offers safety information for border crossers, a primer on their legal rights and advice on living unobtrusively inside the United States. Yeah, folks, here we call it a crime. It's a felony. But there, it's just, well, you can live unobtrusively, and we'll give you the legal loopholes inside the United States, or at least the people that are making this possible for this illegal migration into the United States. Dramatic drawings show undocumented immigrants wading into a river, running from the U.S. Border Patrol, and crouching near a hole in a border fence. On the other pages, they hike through a desert in rock formations reminiscent of the Arizona desert and are caught by a stern-faced Border Patrol agent. This guide is intended to give you some practical advice that could be of use if you have made the difficult decision to seek new work opportunities outside your country, the book says. But immigration control groups question some of the guide's advice. This is more than just a wink and a nod, said Rick Altman, Western Field Director for the Federation for American Immigration Reform. This is so transparent. This is the Mexican government trying to protect its most valuable export, which is illegal migrants. The book is being distributed as a free supplement in El Libro Vaquero, a popular cowboy comic book, in five Mexican states that send many migrants to the United States. I can't pronounce all these states down there, so I'm not even going to try. The government plans to print 1.5 million copies. The book comes with a yellow disclaimer saying it does not promote undocumented immigration, and it repeatedly warns against crossing illegally, but it gives no information about the steps for seeking U.S. visas. Instead, it offers frank safety tips in the section on crossing rivers. It notes, thick clothing increases your weight when wet, and this makes it difficult to swim or float. On crossing the desert, it says, try to walk during times when the heat is not as intense. The book warns migrants that they may have to walk for days to reach towns or roads in the desert, and that they will not be able to carry enough food or water. But it also shows a woman adding salt to a water bottle and advises salt water helps you retain your body's liquids. Although you feel thirstier if you drink water with salt, the risk of dehydration is much lower. Oh, yes. Why don't we just charter buses to get down there? Well, why? You know, human rights violations. My goodness, why don't we just send fleets of buses down there, charter buses, and make their illegal immigration into this country easier and not as dangerous? Wouldn't you agree?
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
You have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. Again, 1-888-841-6055.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Also this hour, I'll get into how depleted uranium weapons are killing our troops. You know, folks, it's just not men and women dying in the battlefield in Iraq. This has been going on for better than 10 years, the depleted uranium issue. You know, you don't know what to do with it, can't store it someplace. Hey, let's make some weapons out of it. Yeah, it kills a bunch of people. Unfortunately, it kills a lot of our own, but, you know, hey, you know, war's hell. People die in war. There's no excuse or reason for using depleted uranium. And they're desperately trying to keep the lid on this thing, but it's not going well for them, folks. Let's go back to the phones. Ramon in Texas. Hello, Ramon.
Yeah, hello.
Hi.
Yeah, John, since you were talking about depleted uranium, that was one of the things I wanted to talk about. What would be the situation if you were wanting to not care for your veterans and you were wanting to, say, decrease the budget outlay in the long term? Wouldn't it be advisable to get them sick in some way and have them, you know, passing on as quickly as possible?
Well, absolutely. And the Veterans Administration in this country is helping to a large degree to kill our soldiers.
Yep.
Yeah, this is one of the recruiters' selling tips when you went in to sign up. Oh, don't worry, you'll get health benefits and, you know, all this stuff. And don't worry, the government will take care of you. And, right. and all they do, the same issue as with Agent Orange in Vietnam.
Right.
All they have to do is ignore it. The plausible deniability factor is there. They just ignore it, and people die.
And also on the I'm my heritage is Mexican American. Actually, it's from Spain. But you know, if the agenda is to have the free trade network or the network of countries to come together as one block, wouldn't you do everything you could to move millions of people across the border?
Well,
and then grant them amnesty?
What you need to do is to destroy your target countries.
Right.
If they're in resistance to this occupation or resistance to this, let me use one of their terms, this great sea change, well, then you have to see they have to do away with the United States for several different reasons. One, it just makes too much doggone money. You know, while we're trying to sell globalism and global socialism to everybody, it doesn't fit well when you show pictures of a family in a nice house with a neatly manicured yard and two cars in a garage and 2.2 kids and 3.2 colored TVs. And, you know, to the standard of living that we have set on this planet, to many it looks like, gosh, everybody in America is rich. And that was not necessarily the case, nor were we a group of people or a nation of people that our only quest was gathering shekels and lining our pockets.
Yeah.
That wasn't what this country is about. We developed a standard of living. We got accustomed to it. But that standard won't apply to the rest of the global governance scheme because,
right.
well, the cost of that is just way too high. And if you have a bunch of stiff-necked people sitting around going, you know what? We got a pretty good life here, and we're doing for ourselves. Why do we want to join your party? Why don't you come join ours? Which has always been my argument.
I think that just furthers their agenda. However, and on the subject of fundraising to for the third subject here,
mm-hmm.
I went down yesterday and plopped down my $25 and met Sandra and I suggest, I don't know how many listeners there are to RBN. Let's say
more. Let me put it to you this way: more than what donations would indicate, and it's always been
yesterday,
that way.
Yeah, yesterday you said it was like 3,500 at the end. But let's say if there's 10,000 listeners at that particular moment.
Don't tell me to send. Don't tell them. You're not going to say send a dollar, are you? Yeah, I knew it.
Send an amount.
Well,
okay.
We've tried this before. We've tried this before, and people, and here's what I always say, that people assume that somebody else will do it.
Exactly.
Oh, don't worry. Oh, gosh, there's a lot of people listening to that program. I don't have to do anything.
Exactly.
But a simple suggestion, and many people would scratch their head and say, well, wait a minute. If you've got that many listeners and they just plopped a dollar in an envelope every single month plus the cost of a stamp, you guys would have all the money you needed. And that's true. But they won't do it.
Right.
You're dealing with human nature here.
Yeah.
That's part of the other equation.
Right.
You know, a lot of this is psychological.
Right.
You know, the New World Order has a large psychological component to it. It likes to huff and puff and blow things down.
Right.
And they like to demonstrate power at the point of a gun.
Right, right. Here's my the final item I wanted to bring up, and it talks about the New World Order. However, it's a concept, okay? And basically, my idea is that, okay, money is not good or bad. It's how you use it.
It's a tool.
Government, you know, in and of itself, is not good or bad. It's how it's being used.
And it has an amazing and a potential power that if it's turned to the dark side, you know, to use a movie term here, it becomes very destructive to its people that it's supposed to be governing, and that's exactly what's happened in this country.
Right.
Yeah.
And I support. Let me put it to you this way: I don't believe in the New World Order that you don't believe that you believe in I do believe in the New World Order. I do believe that it is a process an evolutionary process of mankind. I think that this is something that we are going towards that
Why?
We cannot stop.
Let me hold on a second, Ramon.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it necessary?
It's just part of the process of mankind. It's part of mankind maturing.
Maturing to what end? To have no say in where you do your living and your dying?
Now here's where I don't believe in the New World Order that is going to do that.
But okay, you have an idea that global governance is not such a bad idea as long as it's run benignly and for the greater good?
No, I think that it's an eventuality.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Well,
Ramon, let me stop you here.
Uh-huh.
Given the nature of man, and I've given this example many times.
Right.
During the Revolutionary War in this country, the founders, the members, the people that actually went against the king, did this revolution, struck out in a brand new continent to bring forth a brand new form of government, knew that they had to severely limit their ties with old King George.
Mm-hmm.
And they knew that they had to do this. So they did. Well, England wasn't really happy about that. And many would argue that the controls are still here through the bar membership, through the banking system. The control mechanisms are still in place. But I disagree with your assumption that this is a natural evolution for mankind, that we've got to have some sort of global governance. I don't believe that's the case at all.
Right.
When the founding fathers were around, they wrote documents by whale lamp oil, and they used quilled pens that they used to dip in ink with. Now we got fluorescent lights.
Mm-hmm.
Now we got ballpoint pens.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the nature of man and his capacity to do evil has changed in that 230-some years?
I think that the nature of man to do good and to do the right thing has also remained constant. And there's a battle, you're exactly right, between the good and the bad. And I think that the points that you bring up, that the all of the proofs of the evil are, they're true. That's right.
What if? Now, but here's something you must consider, Ramon, and I know it's a scary thing to consider. But what if the people that put this thing together are just that, evil? What fruit do you think this tree is going to bear?
I do believe that.
And
that
more importantly, let me follow up with another question.
Okay.
Do you want to take that chance? Because once it's done, it won't be undone.
No, I don't, and that's the reason I support you. And I do want the good ideas, the good concepts, to be part of that new world order. And they will be, because there are enough people with good hearts that the power that we have as a group, the power of the people, is stronger, as you guys have pointed out many times, stronger than the power of the individual government or the Bush or the whoever, the Cheney. If enough good people stand up, and they will, and we do, and I think it's a constant, it's a day-to-day thing. It's whatever your passion is that you support, and that you, when the individual was calling before and asking, what do I do, what's the next thing, it's the only thing that a person can really be effective at is something that they are knowledgeable about and that they are passionate about, and enough people that have good conscience and good hearts, I believe that there are enough people that eventually the good concepts that were in the documents, in the Constitution, in the Bill of Rights, those concepts also apply to that Mexican that's crossing illegally. That they also apply to the Indonesian. They also apply to everyone. The idea that
there's the music. I think I'm saved by the bell, Ramon. We could do this for an hour.
Oh yeah.
All right. I'll tell you what. I appreciate your call, and I have some comments for you after the break. Thank you very much for calling in, Jim, Fred, Lonnie, Charles, Jack Blood's also here, huh? Well, we'll take Jack Blood's call first thing after the break, and we'll continue with your calls. And I do want to get to this depleted uranium story. So everybody, hang on. We'll be right back.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177. For your free brochure at 870-269-4177. Or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Folks, we're back to respond to Ramon, and I've heard this conversation before. In this country, there was a reason why we set it up the way we did. There was a reason why we had ended up with 50 independent nations under an umbrella supposedly of federal protection. There was a reason why every state in this union, every state has its counties. There was a reason for that. So people could maintain control of their lives, their economies, their political systems, whatever the case may be. The danger is when you have people that think that it would be much better to eliminate problems between countries, kind of make us kind of a homogeneous kind of, bland type of world. And many people think that the solution is to have a global governance so we can all do business together and work out the kinks in the trades and, you know, money and travel and, you know, commerce, the whole nine yards. There's an inherent problem with that, because anytime anybody gets too much control, It's in, now go back to the human nature factor. We are not perfect beings here, folks. And we have the greatest capacity for good, but we have just a greater capacity for evil. That's why that you have people that are spiritual, that belong to religious organizations of the guidance factor. Now, a lot of that's been turned on its head, and I won't go into that subject. But suffice it to say that when people are in control of their own destiny, that is the main ingredient for a successful country. Now, the world is getting more crowded. I understand that. And it's more important, I think, for governments to secure people's rights around the world. Governments should be instituted by men for the protection of men, just the way it was supposed to be here in this country. But that's not happening. We've lost control of it. There was a reason why we were the greatest, richest, most powerful nation on the face of the earth. We are no longer. And the reasons are pretty evident. Well, what is wrong with a world that has different countries, different ethnicities, different customs, different ways of doing things? And there would be you want to talk about true diversity here, folks? I don't want a hodgepodge of people in this country trying to rearrange what we are. We're still trying to discover who we are. And we were on our way of building a culture and a society. It doesn't happen overnight. But when you have people, a true diverse world of nations with their quirky little things and their wonderful things and their different languages and their different customs, what a wonderful thing. What a wonderful thing. That to me is true diversity. Not the meaning, the Orwellian meaning they've flipped on us and trying to say that, well, you know, you've got to be tolerant of everything and everybody and that's the true roadmap to human peace. No, it's not, folks. That's the roadmap to human destruction. As you're seeing it unfold right now, look at the people that are in positions of power, and you tell me, and you look me straight in the eye, and you tell me that their system is going to be better than the one we had. You better think again. You better check your premises, pal. We can get along with other people on the face of the planet. People to people, we don't have the problems. It's the governments that start the problems with their own people and with other countries. We were a shining example of a country of contented people. Contented because we had hope. We had visions. What hope? The hope that you're still going to be alive tomorrow in a nation that's not at war with anybody else or each other. That we had an opportunity to go out there and make a living and provide for our family. What do you think life is, folks? Many people have described many different things to it. But when you boil it all down, you're born, you have so many days or months or years on the face of this dirt ball in a universe without end, and then you die. And many people try to assign different meanings to that. But the bottom line is you're born and you die. But what do you want to live and what do you want to experience in the meantime? Between beginning and end. In this country, we had a government that was supposed to be there to protect our God-given rights, our constitutional rights. Well, that wasn't good enough for people that, well, were more commerce-minded, that wanted to make just a little bit more money. Wanted to be just a little bit greedier, but, you know, not too greedy. But you see where this progresses. I'm not against money. As one caller pointed out, it's a tool. Just like a handgun is a tool, or a rake is a tool, or a broom is a tool. Can you kill somebody with a broom? Well, absolutely you can. Can you kill somebody with a handgun? Absolutely you can. It's how that tool is used. I, for one, knowing human nature, as I do, would prefer to keep it broken down in smaller modules, that when one module goes bad, it doesn't infect the rest of the body. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Have you heard about the Ark Institute and their famous non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds? No genetic engineering there. In fact, you may never need to buy seeds again. These days, you need to ensure that your family can eat no matter what happens. The Ark Institute has agreed to offer Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirlooms and their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. Their packets are generous enough for fresh eating, seed saving, and canning and freezing, too. Green beans, corn, carrots, peas, the list goes on and on. Learn how to be self-sufficient in good times and bad. A complete family food security package is just $99. And remember, shipping is free. Call 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
To the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Let's get back to the phones. Somebody just stopped in. I had to talk to him. Sorry, folks. I'm back late from the break. But I had to talk to him because they dropped a donation off the network. Let's go through the phone calls. Jim in Texas. Hello, Jim. Thanks for holding. How you doing? Jack Blood.
Is that me?
That's you, buddy.
Hey, John. Thanks for taking my call.
How you doing?
That last bit you just did at the 20 break, you ought to record that and for posterity. It's true, you know, the keeping things in modules, what we have is a New World Order virus. And you know what's interesting, John, is that the left, and I hate to, you know, put labels on things, but that's how they see themselves, so why not? They think that the New World Order is American imperialism. They have no idea that the New World Order is consolidation of power, command and control. And, you know, the fact is, even if George Bush was a saint, the apparatus that is now being put together can be misused by somebody in the future. And so we have an obligation to stop that command and control pyramid process.
And Jack, is there ever in the history of mankind where a government or a group of people had total control of anything that they ever did anything other than...
No, government is always bad, John. They're always bad. They are a machine that only knows how to eat everything in their path and to grow. So we have to understand that. Look, you're a movie buff, John, so I know you've seen The Fight Club before.
Oh, yeah.
Now, one of the problems that we have, people, and this is a running theme because this came up on my show earlier today, so this is a four-hour symposium on this subject, but what do we do? You know, we hear this a lot, what do we do? And it's hard for us to tell people that because we're on the radio, people are watching us, they're waiting for us to say something out of line so they can come lock us up, John, and we can't really, I know you feel the same way as I do, we can't really tell people what we want to say sometimes because... The fact is, people are waiting for us to say something that might be provocative, and that's the point where we go off the air and into the clink. So it's a dichotomy, but I'll tell you, in the Fight Club, if people rent that movie and watch the movie, you have people placed in every different compartment in this country. And your caller, a few callers back, who's, you know, sending out the trucks to deliver you know, goods and services, whatever he does, is a good example of this. So the question is, how do the trains run on time?
Right.
The trains run on time because of the people. So we have our listeners and people that are in this, quote, movement in every realm of service and industry in America and around the world.
And when the
call is made, when the button is pushed, those people are going to stop the trains running from running on time, John.
Well, and ironically, Jack, that's one of the conversations we had today. I mean, somebody stopped into the network, into the office to give a donation, and he said, you know, he expressed those same things. And what they have to perceive, though, Jack, and one thing I think people are missing, we're going to get to that point. We're going to get to that point of critical mass, that once we arrive at that point, it just explodes and they can't control it. That's where we need to be. For the solutions are going to have to be made in this country. We're going to have a lot of educated people. And Jack, you've met them all. You've met the professional people, the doctors, the lawyers. It's a cross-section of America that has looked at this problem and said, you know what? These people aren't wing nuts. They're right on target. So
yeah,
we're
obviously growing in numbers, and it's really important to educate people, and it's hard for us to say why, but I can just give a really vague hint and encourage people to watch The Fight Club. You know, the first rule of Fight Club is not to talk about Fight Club. Well, the first rule about RBN is to talk about RBN. But right. some of the other aspects of that movie, I think will give people a hint, without hopefully getting me in trouble, about, you know, what we can do. And it's really important that we have people, that they're in their jobs, that they're running the trains on time, that some of them are working in government and working for the FBI and the CIA, and we see all these whistleblowers coming out, and, you know, we have these high-placed people. Another thing is to stop the cycle of indoctrination, John, and I live this, and, you know, we're unlearning our children is what we're doing.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we have to stop. I mean, we're at this point because so many people thought more about, and I heard you talking about earlier about the two cars in the garage and, mm-hmm. you know, the big screen TV and whatever accoutrement that you need to have to be classified as a good consumer these days. But bottom line is that the most important thing we can do is to stop this cycle. And we could teach our children what we know. Instead of teaching them, let's unteach them, I think is even a better term.
Well, and you're exactly right. I mean, Ramon, that was the caller's name, that, you know, the thought. And how many times have you seen and heard this? That, you know, eventually it's going to end up in some sort of world government. So how best to control it, you know, so it doesn't eat our lunch? The answer to that question is you cannot. And
well, the New World Order is not a Bush imperialistic agenda. The New World Order, and it's been, you know, we've got quotes from people from every different region and country and, you know, top-level players, you name them, and it's all documented. And we know that the New World Order, and you can give it any name you want, it is global governance. It is the centralization of power. And, again, I mean, we can't say this enough, John. Even if people trust – I don't know how they can, but even if they trust the people that are currently in power, we don't know what's going to happen 40 years down the line. We could have a Stalin or a Hitler or a Bush, around, and we're going to be in big trouble with this infrastructure set up.
Well, and I think the point needs to be made, and I think this is a rhetorical question, doesn't really require an answer, but Jack, you with personal responsibilities that you have in your life, you've got Tony, beautiful girl, you've got a wonderful smart baby that scares the snot out of me. How smart that child is! You wouldn't trust that child to anybody else. You have to be in there rearing that child. You have to be there every day. You're not going to
run the big screen TV and the two cars, John. I wouldn't. That's for sure.
Well, and Jack, we used to call that a standard of living in this country. Now it's being hailed as mass consumerism, or we're slaves to that. It used to be money that we had, that we worked for, that we could do whatever we wanted to with. Now it's just a battle just to hang on to it, because the ne'er-do-wells, the manipulators, the globalists, they don't want us to have that. How do you sell globalism to the entire planet when you have an example such as the United States? That's one of the primary reasons they have to pull it down. This doesn't work.
Well, they're selling it as peace and utopia, and of course we have to see through that and understand that this is an illusion. But again, we have to break the illusion. I was just talking to my mother-in-law, who's visiting me out here from Arizona, and when we were kids, we used to go play. We used to go play outside.
Sure.
We used to learn how to hunt and fish and do all these things. And now everything is virtual. Everything is, it's not even a covert illusion. It's an overt illusion,
yeah.
John, where everything we do now is on the internet. Everything we do now is computer games. And part of the aspects of No Child Left Behind is to get every child plugged into the internet.
Plug him into the Matrix, baby.
Why do you think they want to do that?
Plug him into the Matrix, easily controlled and manipulated.
Have a virtual life. Because it's too dangerous. It's for your safety. It's too dangerous to go out there and really live.
The scariest thing about all this, Jack, the very same people that are creating the chaos are the very same ones showing up with the solutions. That should give a hint to somebody.
Yeah.
All right,
I
want
to put Fight Club on my website. I want people to see that, and I want them to understand. And, that's a very interesting movie. There are several messages in the movie, and I think people will get it. I mean, basically what it comes down to is we are totally infiltrated into the system, and we make the trains run on time. We push the buttons.
That's right. All right,
John, man, you did a great show today.
Hey,
you're doing a great job.
You have a good weekend, and tell your mom-in-law I said hi.
I will do.
Okay, sir. See you Monday. All right. Yeah, you really have to stop and consider the dynamics to this. I mean, life is a dynamic thing, and like I said, boil it down to its simplest terms, you're born and then you die. What do you do in the meantime? What is the purpose? What's the quality of it? Gosh, I want to travel the world. I want to go meet people in different countries. I want to see their cultures. I want to see new and different things. But I don't want it next door to me, okay? I want to be able to travel and appreciate it on their own territory. I don't want it next door or down the street from me. I'm sorry. I'm just selfish that way. Jim in Texas, thanks for holding, Jim. How you doing?
I'm doing good, John. I had several things to do. The first thing I wanted, if you hold me on that long, is to talk about numbers.
Well, okay. Well, we've got Fred, Lonnie, Charles, and Mark, and it's now 5:43 and 37 seconds.
I'm going to try to get through them as fast as I can.
You're not going to read me something,
are
you? Are you going to read me something?
No. It's just ideas. Every time you guys say something on this network, something new pops into my head.
Okay.
Numbers. There's a lot of people out there for lack of a better word, have to be treated with kid gloves. You can't slam Alex Jones in their face because they're not going to get it. They're just going to crawl back into their hole.
That's why we brought up Robbie Noel opposite Alex, so they have a choice. But go ahead.
I know. But I found something, and yes, it's done by mainstream. It never really got out, but there's a movie by Image Entertainment called Phenomenon in the Archives, Monopoly Men of the Federal Reserve. Dean Stockwell's a narrator. It goes into some pretty good detail. It's 45 minutes long. It's about $11 on the internet. They talk about the War of the Worlds being a first PSYOPs experiment with mass media to see what effect it had on the people. They go into J.P. Morgan, the Chase Banks. They go into the, the big money guys, the 120 people that meet. God. I got so many things floating around in my head. The Bilderbergers.
Right.
They go into the Bilderbergers, the Federal Reserve. They just go into all the hidden things, and they don't go too deep because they don't want to. I mean, it was never meant to be like your network. It was just to get people to think, and that's what it does.
Well, and a lot of people suggest that, having this network, and the reason why they haven't tried to shut it down is because society needs a relief valve. They want to think that something is being done, or at least it's being talked about. That is a fatal mistake. That's part of the arrogance of the globalist.
Well, that's part of the naivete of your listeners by not supporting the network.
Well,
I pledged yesterday. I've sent my check out today.
Appreciate
you should
it.
Have it tomorrow or Monday.
Very good. I thank you, Jim.
But get off your duff, people. It's going to be too late.
We don't have a whole lot of time, unless you're willing to give up what you
think.
No,
we're on borrowed time. It's not we don't have a lot. We're on borrowed time.
I couldn't agree with you more. Jim, anything else for us?
I can't go into all the things because I don't want to hog the time for the other listeners, but people, send in some money. I mean, if I win the lottery, I'm going to buy RBN a 50,000-watt station.
If I win the lottery, dinner's on me for everybody.
I mean, seriously, if I ever won the lottery, I would buy you at least a 50,000-watt station so the word would go out. And if I had 15 grand, it would be up there. I'd have drove it up myself. I'm in San Antonio. I'd have handed you the check today. I just don't have it.
Are you listening to 96.3 down there?
93.5,
rather.
Yeah, there's 93.5 and 93.3. I know the guys from Radio Free Texas. I've got your bumper stickers.
Great.
I just called in and talked to
Sandra,
your operator, and she got me the number so I can talk to Scott to see about getting a bulk batch of bumper stickers. We have to get the word out. We've got to do everything we can because nobody else is going to.
I like your term, on borrowed time. And you're absolutely right. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate
it. God bless.
Appreciate all that you're doing. Appreciate the kind words. Yeah, folks, it's really frustrating sometimes to try to relay what's really in my heart and my mind. But I know the direction we're going in. I know that this is going to work. And just as you are fascinated, say that you're a relatively new listener, that you're fascinated by the subject matter, you're learning about real history that you were never taught before. And it's kind of mesmerizing. It's kind of addictive. Now imagine that and multiply that times millions. It is doable. Anything worth doing in life isn't easy, but it's well worth it. And that's our task here. It's very simple. It's not always easy, but it's simple. I like what he said, on borrowed time, and you're absolutely right. Fred in Philadelphia. Hello, Fred.
Hey, John.
How you doing?
All right. John, is that combat report available and where?
That came off of, it says www.islammemo.cc.
Uh-huh.
And I think you should be able to just punch that up.
Does it have a title?
No, it doesn't. It was one of these reports that came in, and as I warned people, I said, this has not been verified yet, but, looking at Al Jazeera TV and what they were doing over there, how they cut when they started to talk about massive explosions in Fallujah.
Is that going to be on your site?
I can probably get Danny to put it up.
Because it mentions a small neutron bomb.
Yeah. And notice when Jimmy Carter thought this was the greatest thing since sliced bread, you can nuke people but leave the buildings and the trees alone.
Yeah.
Yeah, and all of a sudden you didn't hear anything about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other thing, that's one thing that's important. I wanted to remind people about this because, they're not small. And it's something that... It's a use of a weapon that's never been used before. At least we don't know that it has been. The other thing is John from Florida called 2 days ago on Voice of Freedom, and then he called Jack Blood.
Mm-hmm.
And what's going on with John from Florida? Who I think might actually be living in Atlanta. And do you know about his story?
No, I don't.
Okay, well it was he had 5 months ago he had been in contact with Brent Johnson to put together these self-sufficiency type seminars.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what happened with that particular idea at all, but the fact is that shortly after he talked to Brent. Homeland Security, DeKalb County, law enforcement or sheriffs, and some other law enforcement, I don't know, might be state of Georgia, whisked him away, picked him up, arrested him, according to the, you know, the call, and Jack Blood would know about it. And he was kept in jail for 5 months, not allowed to write. If he did write, the letters were, you know, confiscated, no calls, couldn't see an attorney. And they really took a tremendous amount of time to put a few charges against him. And the doctor there, John says that a doctor told him in prison that he better make outside contact or he would probably die there because of, you know, their
I'll have to talk with him to get the full story. I don't have the time, Fred, for you to write this secondhand.
But it's a type of thing where they said they were going to use the Patriot Act on him.
Well,
and the people who have been victimized by the Patriot Act should all stay in contact with each other and also get public about it, because that's the only protection that we have is a radio network like RBN and the others.
Well, and you know, it fascinates me when we talk about stuff like this. And Ramon, if you're still listening out there, I'll this is for you, bud. That, you know, that people lie. Governments lie. Our government told us, we're going to do Homeland Security and Patriot Act, but don't worry, it's not going to be used against American citizens. It's being used as a crime-fighting tool as we speak. And I don't care if the charges are murder. I don't care if you're running a strip club. I don't care if you're writing letters to the Veterans Hospital, the new director. It's Homeland Security, and you may be a terrorist. This is not American by any stretch of the imagination. We know the criminals that created this climate, and we know who's responsible for it, and it will be shut down.
There are other Johns out there. He's not the only person. There are men and women that are victims of this Patriot Act, and the Patriot Act is really so powerful. It really is a format for a new. I won't use the word constitution because I have good vibes about the Constitution.
It's really
something we have to throw off our backs, because if it can happen to John, who was just trying to basically.
It can happen to anybody, and I'll repeat this. Thanks for your call, Fred. We got to roll on here. We got callers holding, and I'll repeat this, folks. The ones that figured if they laid low enough, that they wouldn't be bothered. It's coming to a neighborhood near you. It's on your front step. It's not going to get ready to knock at your door. It's getting ready to kick it in. Just to make sure that you're not a terrorist. Just to make sure that you don't have any banned contraband. Just to make sure that you don't have any weapons that they have outlawed. Just to keep us all safe. Just to keep society together. These are the people that are telling us that they're going to bring us security and safety. How in God's name can they do that? They can't. No government can ever, in recorded history or any time in the future, is going to be able to do that. Ever. Life's a chance, baby. You're born, then you die. Lonnie in Toronto. Thanks for holding, Lonnie. Appreciate it.
Hey, John. Thanks for taking my call, man.
Yes, sir.
I made a pledge yesterday. Really happy to do it. And people we gotta support people like you. I mean, you're out there on the front lines. You know?
Oh, we're going to get a lot bigger. I'm not satisfied with not being on somebody's radar scope. I want to be in their face.
Well, the thing I keep saying to my friends, you know, I've done a great job of waking many of them up and many of my coworkers, but keep trying to say, look, you know, do you want to pay for cable television and ultimately support the people who are trying to kill and control you, or do you want to support somebody like RBN?
Then they say to themselves, well, wait a minute, I work hard, I'm justified, I want to be entertained a little bit. Aren't I do that at least? Give me a little bit of entertainment? That's not too much to ask.
Little is okay, but a little.
Yeah, that's
a very
right.
small amount. But
yeah, everything in proportion,
much.
My friend.
We're taking it too much. Anyway, I have a comment and a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm Canadian, and so I have a comment specifically to Canadian listeners about gun control.
Mm-hmm.
They really need to wake up here about what's going on with this. I mean, anybody with two brain cells realizes it doesn't work. It's a joke. It's a control mechanism. it's even in the heading.
Yeah, well, any government that doesn't trust their people to be armed.
Exactly. I mean, the bottom line here is it has nothing to do with controlling criminals. It's the people who, they want to control the masses. When they declare martial law, they don't want you armed. Wake up, people. Do something about this law.
That's right.
Arm yourselves. It's insane. So that's my comment. And the same thing is starting to happen in the U.S., so I guess it applies down there, too.
We've told people, look at Canada, look at places like England, look at Australia.
Absolutely.
And it'll happen to you. But they were scared.
Absolutely.
The phrase, Lonnie, that I hated, well, this is America. They'll never do it here. Oh, man.
It's starting down there.
Oh, yes.
Crazy. Anyway, my question, I'll present to you the same question I asked Frank Whalen this morning, so I'm curious to how you would answer it. I see RBN as doing a lot of great things, obviously. You guys seem to be geared towards waking people up.
We're only getting started, my friend.
Obviously, yeah. You're waking people up, inspiring them to get off their butts and do whatever.
And a lot of times beating them over the head to get them to get up.
Absolutely.
Off their...
Do anything. I do this daily. I never shut up about it. And we all got to start doing it. So I agree with you 100%. It's in the numbers. And, you know, you guys give a lot of suggestions on what to do about it and even some preparedness things that
sure.
I think we should do anyway. But the one thing I don't see RBN and the few like-minded stations out there are telling us what to do or giving suggestions on what to do after this goes down. Because, I do believe it's in the numbers. I agree with you. However, I see the hammer falling, and I see us...
Order, I will simply answer your question. I don't know how Frank Whalen answered this, but I'll answer that question this way. With a question, have you ever read the book by James Wesley Rawls, Surviving the Coming Collapse?
No, and I was on your site today, and I am going to order that.
Do that, and then call me back, and you tell me what you think.
Okay, I will definitely do that. See, because I see the hammer falling. I see enough people being woken up, however, heading to the forest, getting themselves established, getting connected with each other, and then taking it down. That's how I see it happening. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's how I see it happening. I don't know if you agree or not.
Well, you're in agreement with me. It's about the numbers. Once we have the numbers, then we'll figure out how exactly. We know what to do, but take that first step and how to approach it.
I'm not talking about going and running away and hiding, but I see us going into this survival mode, and then collectively the people who have woken up finding each other and then taking it down. And but I see very few people talking about, okay, once the hammer falls, how do we find each other? What do we do? How do we collectively?
Read the book and call me back.
Okay, I will do that.
All right, Lonnie.
Definitely.
Hey, thanks for your call, my friend.
Thank you for everything you're doing.
Okay, sir. Thanks for the donation. Mark in Wisconsin. Hello, Mark.
Hello, John. How are you?
Good, sir.
Good. I just wanted to touch on a few things, if you let me come unleashed, and then when I'm done.
You got 60 seconds, so I'll leave you on that leash for 60 seconds.
Okay. I wanted to know what was on that bumper sticker, too, because this is my first day on this RBN.
Really?
Okay, yeah.
The bumper sticker says www.rbnlive.com. It says right at the top, Talk Radio, RBN Live, and at the bottom, Because You Can Handle the Truth.
Okay, cool.
All right.
I was just going to talk about they. They, meaning the ones that are doing all this in the world, they use a tool called Cause, Reaction, and Solution.
It's the Hegelian dialectic.
They cause a problem, we react, and then they come up with the solution.
Isn't that amazing how that works? Hey, Mark, I hate to cut you short, but that's it for our broadcast day today. Thanks for tuning in. Brand new listener, call in 800-724-2719 for that bumper sticker, folks. It's in the numbers. Have you been listening today? We'll see you Monday. God bless you. Have a good weekend.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.